Hello, good morning and welcome to the Finance Show here on tiptv.co.uk. It is Thursday, the 24th of November, apparently a very important day for an American. I'm not quite sure what it means, but maybe Alessio Ristani from leadingtrader.com can illuminate and illustrate and whatever else you can do about that. Well, what does it actually mean? It's the Pilgrim's...
It's Turkey Day. Happy Turkey Day.
All right, okay.
Any Americans watching or anyone who lives in the States watch it. How many Americans watch this show? Just out of curiosity.
Millions.
Millions.
It's a shame more people in this country don't watch it, but the Americans, they love it. They just, you know, they like that British accent and everything.
Right, right.
So that's why they watch
That's probably true. Well, I had a few. I actually sent one of the videos that we made here on the day that Trump won.
Did you have subtitles when I spoke? Or
No. They actually like your voice.
That's all I got.
One subscriber actually described you as having the sophistication of the Cheshire Cat from Alice in Wonderland.
She knows me very well.
What's a he?
He probably does as well. Okay, well, let's move on to the most popular in business and finance today. Tories slammed for having no plan for Brexit as Chancellor announces more pain for struggling families. The reason they have no plan for Brexit is it's presumably not going to happen.
Yeah. You know, I was listening to the LBC radio recently, and one caller actually made a good point. Everyone seems to be really hammering the Tories, the Conservatives. Well, everyone seems to be ignoring this is a referendum. Everybody voted on this, from all classes, from all political spectrums, conservatives, Labour. And let's not forget, there were people in the Labour Party, working class white voters, who did also vote for Brexit, as we saw in Sunderland, with other parts in North, for example. So I'm not quite sure. Do you think it's fair that it's the Tories that are getting blamed all the time for Brexit? Speaking as someone who's not partisan,
I'm totally partisan, so okay. I do think it is actually really unfair the Tories are getting. I think it's totally wrong to blame the Tories. You should blame all politicians.
All politicians.
Austin Reed to return to the high street 7 months after the collapse. Retail chain that went into administration in April with a loss of 1,000 jobs will open first new stores before end of this year, according to The Guardian. Very strange. You would have thought they would have got the message. Mm. It's an outdated brand that, you know, only people who are really old are interested in, and therefore just forget it. It's not, you know, just leave it alone. A bit like BHS, really.
Yeah.
You know, so the market forces should be allowed to work, but I think these days we don't actually allow.
Yeah.
You know, we just want things to keep going, like RBS. Just keep it going. Doesn't matter if it loses money. You know, if you're paying through the nose, taxpayer. Doesn't matter. Just keep going. Keep going. Nothing must be allowed to die. Next, we've got. Commentary from Nicole Elliott, the trader at the Investors Chronicle, who I believe will be coming into the studio any minute now. Minutes from the Fed's 1st to 2nd November rate-setting meeting published yesterday saw 50-50 chance of the economy growing faster or more slowly than central bank expectations, I presume, and that near-term risks are roughly in balance. Note that the futures market is predicting 100% chance of another 25 basis point rate rise next month. I'm not quite sure whether anything should be given a 100%
rating. No, I don't think so.
Rating.
No.
We shall see. Going on to Oanda clients who were mentioned, I mentioned this yesterday, in fact, because the gold, the reading
That's
of bullish,
right.
bullishness on gold, the reading went up to 80%, which, again, it's a bit like 100% on the Fed rate,
it's funny. Me and you have been doing this review now on the sentiment reading on gold and silver for now some weeks, and every time both of us, I think we've been poo-pooing this bullishness on the gold and silver, and we were right to be contrarian on this sentiment, because as we saw yesterday, gold took a huge drop, and I was expecting a drop below 1,200. I think we're now at 1,180s, 1,185.
I mean, the worst thing, though, here is that when it ticks over 75%, then it means that we've got an imminent decline in gold, which is unfortunate, but it just seems to be working as an indicator there.
Yeah.
Euro-dollar as well, they're creeping up higher on euro-dollar now, 66%.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably, if it gets anywhere near 70%, that's also going to collapse as well. Long of sterling too. You're getting all these moves here. Interesting enough, they've gone bearish on dollar yen,
right.
Which again, turning it the other way around, it implies that the latest surge in dollar yen is actually going to continue or accelerate.
Yeah, most likely.
So just quite a painful. Well, it's useful to know, but one obviously don't want people to get on the wrong side of the markets. So
sure.
Let's move along. to the trade of the day, the Tip TV trade of the day, United Utilities Group. Long upper shadow on Wednesday's candle and drop in first half profit suggests potential for a sell-off. Sell around 8.95, objective 8.55, stops above £9.15. That looks reasonable. Moving on to the Investors Intelligence Co-report, the S&P 500 trades around record highs going into Thanksgiving. Momentum indicators are entering overbought. They can remain in that condition for days. Brett, the percentage of the index trading above their 10-week moving average is rallying with ample room to climb further. And that ongoing expansion in breadth should push the index even higher next week.
I just want to add one thing. The day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday essentially, on record, it's been a bullish day for the stock markets, the S&P. So if I was going to bet any money on this S&P tomorrow on Black Friday, I would be buying pullbacks during intraday, not holding on. So it'd be interesting to see how it works out, but it tends to be bullish historically.
Okay, let's go on to, this is your homework.
Yeah, it is. I thought I'd be looking at this chart, and I thought it'd be a good idea in this session just to compare how the indices have been performing in the last 30 days since the election. And you'll see that big, massive drop just before the election, and look what happened since then. So the leading index right now is the Russell 2000, which, as everybody knows, is the small-cap stock. So small caps are now leading against the Dow, industrials against the NASDAQ, the technical technology stocks, S&P, and the FTSE. So if I was looking at a market right now that I want to buy the dips on, I'd be looking at the Russell, my number one market, and then looking at the Dow.
Okay.
So that's 7%. Here's my trade on the Russell. I'd like to get your thoughts on this, but personally, I'm looking for a three-wave correction, not a massive correction, just I would say a pullback to 1290 to 1260 on the Russell 2000. And again, for those of you who don't trade indices, but you look at ETFs, you can look at IWM, which is the ETF for the Russell and the small cap stocks. So look for a pullback. As you can see, that red line I've drawn there to the Fibonacci levels I've drawn at 1290. I think that's more likely 1290 to hold it at 1300 to 1290, and then look for a rally to 1360 to maybe even 1400, although that's more of an extreme target. This is a wave three level, wave I'm talking about.
I don't think I've seen a more parabolic ascent in any market in my life. So I mean, I don't actually expect much of a pullback there at all, but we'll
okay.
see.
Okay, fair point. So here's an interesting one, Zach. Here's essentially on the left, I like to look at, and this is courtesy of Jason Geppert of sentimenttrader.com. So what we can see here is Jason has compiled the extremely low sentiment on the left-hand side. So it's the phase, all these markets on the left in the green have extremely low sentiment. So what do we got? We got British pound, obviously. Emerging markets, we got Brazil. We got wheat, Indian market. Bonds, specifically I want to look at bonds. And also on the right-hand side, we've got extremely high sentiment. We've got financials, very bullish, extremely bullish sentiment. What do we got? Retail, housing, biotech, US dollar. So all I'm saying here is we should buy the dips on the right-hand markets, financials, biotech, and US dollar, and short the rallies on bonds. I think that's the best trade going at the moment.
Okay.
And finally, I think, let's have a chat about this. So insiders and gold. And what I have here, also courtesy of Jason Geppert on this chart, what I've drawn here in these arrows is, take a look, Zach, you'll see that those arrows I pointed at the left-hand side, those two arrows, show whenever insiders are very positive, that coincides with the bottom. And so this is a contrarian indicator, yeah. And that's because insiders or commercial hedgers are doing the opposite of the herd. They're buying as everybody else is selling. So commercial hedgers and insiders typically give a good signal as to when to buy. When I think if we can get gold back up to those levels at the midpoint where the arrow is, that would be another buy opportunity on gold. And what do you think gold will be at the time then? Because I think right now we're we're 1180 something. So basically what this chart is telling us, we've got more selling to go.
I'm looking for 1080. I think
you're looking for 10.
Until the retail mob have given up on it.
Yeah.
So we've got to go down from 80% long at the moment to maybe 30. 30% or lower than 30%. That's quite a long way to go. So I think that's the issue there. I think just can't believe that they can't believe that with Trump in the White House, let's say, gold is not a massive buy. They won't press the nuclear button.
Yeah, the strength in the U.S. dollar has put a lot of downward pressure on gold. But also, funnily enough, MarketWatch had an article from Mark Hulbert today, who agrees with you on this point. He also says that gold has got further to fall.
I think the only way gold will be saved near term is if Janet Yellen doesn't raise rates. I mean, that would add $100 or whatever it is. So, I mean,
what about the referendum that's happening on the 4th of December? We had a referendum, and also there's an election apparently in Austria, I've heard.
Yeah, they're all going to, you know, the Italian guy, Renzi, he's out. The Austrians are going to have the vote will go the way it went the first time, i.e., for the far right party. It's just going to be a domino effect, the mood is so of that. Anti-establishment mood. It's an anti-establishment.
Yes,
mood. I don't think it's a right-wing mood. It's an anti-establishment mood, and that is going to really. You know, it's like the French Revolution.
Yeah.
It's just we're in we're in the anti-Davos, the rich elites and everything else, and that's just going to play out over the next year in a very big way. But I think the difference is the media is saying it's a right-wing thing. It isn't. It's an anti-establishment thing. But the liberal left
that's right,
media
yeah, yeah.
like to
they always spin it in
they
their
always
own,
spin yeah. the right-wing the card. Oh, just finishing off with yesterday's. The Chancellor changing the tax laws on letting agents, so that should be really bad for the likes of Foxtons and Purple Bricks, both estate agents, well, obviously nobody has any sympathy for at all. The only thing is that presumably, if you look at the Brexit example, they might actually take that ruling take the government to the High Court. But if I was Foxtons or Purple Bricks, that's exactly what I would do, because the High Court would definitely vote in my favour. Mm. Finishing off with ASOS, the online retailer, very chunky upgrade to the price target there. Good timing, I suppose, with the Black Friday and then going into Christmas. So it's difficult to. You've got to be pretty miserable not to go with the with that buy recommendation there. But that's it for the first part of the finance show. Thank you to Alessio Rustani from LeadingTrader.com.